So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of a Simarish Ches Tzadi, middle of the Havdalah candle, Simon, on the bottom of Ayin Dalam and Aleph, Sift Hezvav. Says the Mechaber, Ner Betoy Chekoy, if you have a candle in the middle of, in his lap, or Betoy Ponos, or in a type of box, says the Mechaber, as we continue to Medbeiz, Pir, says Ramo, Klish, Noisim, Bahaner, Shloi Techba, like it's a vessel that you put the candle in that shouldn't go out. Says the Mechaber, Verda, Oy Betoy Chas Bakalaria, or in a spaclaria, some type of something that it goes through, meaning some type of like a screen. You see the flame in mishtamish la'ira, but you can't utilize the light. Or mishtamish la'ira, you could use the light in the reyes shalheves, but you don't see the flame. Same with brachin alay, you cannot make a brach on it. Actually, you have to have two conditions. You have to be able to see the flame, and you have to be able to utilize the illumination. It says Mishnah Berurah called a mazayin. You have near b'tei chaykoi. Haynu, that is a ketindam in beis. It's a tmuna b'tei chaykoi. It was hidden in his lap. You don't see the flame, but in the shamish loyra, and you can't use the light. It's the same thing. That is a bigger chiddush. Or you see the light through this prism. It's not considered literal seeing. To be in shia or magula, it has to be. You can't see from like around the bend. See light and you're not seeing the actual fire itself. That's specifically if this vessel is made out of iron. Even though there's holes. In Rosh Hashanah's head, you don't really see the flame directly. Of Baspaklari Shalzuchis, but if it's a prism of glass, Mikri Rosh Hashanah's that is considered, that's called seeing the flame. You can make a bracha on the Kishib Samachloi when he's near it, Shukh Lashamash Loira, that he's able to utilize the light. That we brought, they come and place him serving as a Shachanach. Actually, many places hold like the Shachanach. It's not worthy initially to be lenient regarding this. So if you have a flame behind the glass, that not so pashit. To use that. So if someone sees the flame, but he can't use the light, let's say he's standing very far, and he cannot recognize from one coin to another coin, so that would not be able to make a bracha. And same thing is, let's say you could use the light, but you can't see the actual flame, you're standing on the side, that would not be valid. The Bira Alocha, when the Vimatzchel, Oy Betoch Aspaklaria, so he has a lengthy discussion. He says, what's Aspaklaria? That's something that shines the light of the flame, you could see from inside of it. But even so, you cannot make a bracha. He's brought his opinion of the Besesiv that he wonders on the Rajba that's leaning by the Ashashas, and you see the flame from inside of it, which is opposite of Yerushalmi. It's Machman Baspaklaria, which is Ashashas. Mogen Ram quotes the words of the Rajba that he holds. The Shasha is similar as if you see the flame. The words of Yeshama, it's Machbaras of Klai, explains that that's different things with the Machzah Shekel. Achrenim quote the words of Magid Avram, but says, the Be'alocha, Lani is Daiti, my humble opinion, you have to look into this a lot to what the Alocha is. I'm going to quote the words of the Brisa. If let's say the Nair was hidden in his lap or in upon us, or you see the flame, but you can't use the light, or you could use the light, but you can't see the flame. Cannot make a bracha until you see the flame and you could use the light. Yerushalmi adds after the words panas, now if you look in the words of Yerushalmi, you'll see there's a big daichik to explain like the words of Magid Avraham. The pashas, the words of Yerushalmi, seems explicitly that he holds to be stringent by spaklaria, even if you could use the light, like the opinion of the Beseisim, not like the Rashba. And so the Nachum Moshe Aruch quotes the words Beseisim that it's aser, because that's how it is in the Yerushalmi. That's the Meshit Megabetz and Brachas, since I found that he wrote that from the Yerushalmi sounds like not like the Rashba, that's leaned by a Shasha. But you could say that the reason the Rashba that is lean regarding this is because he relies on himself on the proofs and his chedushim and brachas that he asks, that you cannot explain that panis is ashashas, like Rashi says, that you see the flame from inside of it, because that's literally called seeing. Like by Erva, on Dav Chafei Mebeis, that the Gemara says over there, you know that it's a krishma opposite an undressed woman, even though it's like behind a screen, because Erva depends on seeing, and you see it. So you see that's called seeing. So if that's the case, not a situation that should also be called seeing the flame. He also proves over there that what the Gemara asks, how could you have Nishtamash La'ira and not see a Shalheves? What do you mean? You could say it's Alidei Panis.
And therefore he holds that the Bavli obviously disagrees on the Yerushalmi. And that explicitly that our Gemara left out of the words the Braisa Spaklari that's put in the Yerushalmi. And this that it mentions Panis is not Ashashas, because it's a Panish al Barzel that's made with small holes. But says the Allah Khalaniz Daiti, you can answer for Rashi that it's not difficult from Erev Tovah here. Because in our context regarding the Bracha Berma Eish, Chazal Misakar to make a Bracha on the creation of the fire, they only made it when the fire is out in the open without a covering and it's not hidden, like the primary creation, which was out in the open. And that's hinted to in the words of the Bryce that says, that it's hidden. Also, what the Rashba asked, the second question opposite Rashi, is not a question at all, because the Bryce says, oi, oi. Sounds like that the Seif is told in a different situation. And the way you have to explain the Bryce is like this. In the beginning, it mentions, which you don't see it at all, and Mele Bavadai, you're not using the light also. And then it mentions, B'teich Pandas, like the way Rashi explains, which is Ashashas. Yushami has in the Spaklaria, not to make a mistake with Pandas, that is specifically of iron. That even if you see the flame through the glass, and you also could use the light, even so it's us because the flame is not out in the open. And then it adds on, if you see the flame, and you can't use the light, for example, you're far away, and then it adds on, you could use the light, but you can't see the flame. For example, if you're by around the bend. And even though the flame is in its open, out in the open, even so, since you don't see it, you cannot make a bracha. And this is the Gemara mentioned, Rabbi Huda would make a bracha at the Be'ad Dayola. That's told about where the windows were open over there, and so by the other one. It says, what comes out from our words is, since there's no proof opposite Rashi that Pandas is Ashash, there's no Star Chas Chaim that's born in Besizi Paskins, that you have to get the flame out of the glass before you make the bracha, and so to Ndar Chamesh Arach quotes words Besiz Ladin and Alak the Rashba. So to Shulchan Arach, he's not Magi anything at all. Sounds like he holds like him. And also, Shut Megabetz for Bracha, it sounds like that he holds it's us and Bi Agra leaves the word of Shulchan Aruch as it is. And he writes his sources from the Yerushalmi. Also, Tosfos Shabbos does not quote the words of Magen Avraham over here, which is not his norm generally. And therefore, it seems not to be lenient regarding this. And even though we don't have the power to be Meich by those who are lenient, because they have what to rely on, however, like in Chilv for sure, it's appropriate to be stringent that you should take during the time of the Bracha the glass from above. That according to those who say it's forbidden from above, that there's a concern of a bracha levatala, what the Gemara mentioned, of the Yimla Shoshet, that was delicious, alechas, about Shabbos, you make a bracha on it. From an Osin situation, you should take it out of the glass. The Braisa lets us know over there only that that's considered Shabbos Mamalacha, as been said in Mechashmul. It says, look, previously, in the beginning of the Simon, Akapanam, but that seems to be this discussion regarding if it's okay in the glass or not.
Dishu 30 has an interesting application regarding wearing glasses when you're making the bracha on Avdallah. So the Kesef Shulchan points out, L'chaira, you should have to remove them when you're making a bracha, because it's through the glass. But don't hear anyone say such a thing. So the B'Shalom Zalman makes that comment. So Miskarelitz explains that since the glasses are secondary to the person, it's not considered as a lacking in the revealing of the candle. It's only in the lantern that the glass is covering the lamp. That's a problem. Now regarding the bracha on the Levana, Shartzin says in Tov Chabav, the Meikar Adin, if someone sees the Levana in a clear way through a glass, through the window, you can make a bracha. But like a Tchili writes over there, that it's better to definitely open up the window.